It's New Year's Day, 2011. Checking in at the Carter's Country local rifle range. Sounds of freedom.
Several people have been shot at a grocery store in Tucson, Arizona.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We have been hearing very conflicting reports.
And a spokesman for the Pima County Sheriff's Department says that among the victims, or included in the victims, are at least 12 people. They describe them as injured. They do not use the word wounded.
In this desperate situation about the state of the health of Gabrielle Giffords, Congresswoman of Arizona, can you confirm that she is still alive at this point?
The shooting reportedly took place around 10 a.m. local time. That would have been noon.
Yes, I can confirm that. She's currently in surgery.
Among those who may have been wounded was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
So can you explain to us the situation? I understand that it is very grave.
Who is a Democrat with the House of Representatives.
I cannot reveal any other details at this time. We're having an official briefing.
It was described as a congressperson on your corner kind of gathering. These are often held by people in Congress where they go back to meet with their constituents.
At that point, within two or three seconds, the shooting began, and I saw him look up just as he was shooting her in the head.
Was on the congresswoman's website.
And so when you heard the gunfire and you saw what happened, what did you do?
And it was stated that this was her first Congress on Your Corner of the year to be held Saturday, January 8th.
For the briefest instant, I it was sort of unreal. It didn't look like it was happening. I wanted to make sure
at
that it was
supermarket
not
in
some
Northwest.
Sort of stunt. But I saw people just going down. He was shooting at point blank in a very constricted area.
It appears that shots have been fired. According to the public information officer of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, a dozen people have been injured.
And people were going down, and they ducked behind a fairly large concrete post that was there.
And that there have been people transported to the Northwest Medical Center in Tucson, Arizona. We do not have the conditions of any of those.
And so you at some point, I think I heard you say at one point, did you play dead? Did you pretend like you were dead?
I did. He continued to shoot, and he was just shooting just indiscriminately.
Who have either been injured or who have been shot. We are continuing to get information into the CNN Center.
But since he was moving around where he could see me, so I laid down on the ground and acted as though I'd been shot, so I wouldn't be a target.
And so what happened to the shooter?
The shooting stopped, and there was, so many people down, and people were rushing to give them aid.
Everyone's talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's talking about the same thing. Everyone knows about it.
I didn't know if the shooter had gotten away. At some point, after I checked some of the people,
at
some point I became aware that he was being held
down
on the ground by a couple of guys, and so I joined in to help hold him down.
Did you think twice about
was
that?
Was, in fact, God-keeping Gabrielle Giffords?
No, I saw that his gun had been taken away from him, and apparently he was reloading another magazine. And a woman had
Congresswoman from Arizona,
had the magazine and the gun
told me that unfortunately it sounds like these are preliminary reports, but it sounds like some of her staff might have been shot.
You've
been
how could you be so full of hate? How could you do this kind of thing? He didn't say anything.
And how many people were in the area? Quite a few people got shot.
Quite a few people got shot. Not that many people. 20 to 25 people were in that area, and 18 of them got shot. So I feel very fortunate that I was not. I was one of the few who actually.
And obviously from the authorities on the scene.
These kind of Congress on your corner events, these are pretty common, I would imagine. I mean, typically this is just where.
How shaken are you by this?
You know, it's gradually sinking in. I think it's one of those kind of things that yesterday there was, adrenaline, and I think there's a distraction from the rest of
the
know, any sort of anything, anything at all out there. It's interesting that, you know, Gabby Gifford, he is a Democrat.
To come quiet, or when I was sleeping last night, it's a it's pretty shaky to see people killed in front of your eyes.
I imagine you've never seen anything like it, nor did you ever expect to see something.
Behind her, and she was telling me a story about how she and her husband actually went on a last-minute trip to Rome for Christmas, and she said that they were able.
No, and I did work in an emergency room for 18 years, so I'm used to it on that end. But it's quite different when it happens this way.
I was going to say, how does this, obviously you see horrible things in an emergency room, but how does this compare?
Well, you know, as being one of the targets, it definitely is much more frightening. Although I wasn't frightened at the time, it was only more afterwards that I was shaken by it.
She has it depicted as the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
Those delicious, nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
To them and please back up. Give the secret service and the doctors. Back up, please. Back up, ladies and gentlemen, get out of the way!
Yeah. find shooting just fine. You missed it.
Too late. Fine.
You crazy-eyed fool.
What are we gonna do, sir?
Start folding in. I'll come in from this side.
So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you very
much. Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6th. 1968.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Now we return you to your regular program.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
I have some very sad news for all of you who love peace. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free someday. Soon he's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? Abraham and Martin and John.
Well, let us beat off. What's going on anyway? All of them vanishing into thin air. There's something downright weird about this whole thing.
Like millions of Americans, I learned of the tragic events in Arizona on Saturday, and my heart broke for the innocent victims. No words can fill the hole left by the single evil man who took the lives of peaceful citizens that day. I agree with the sentiment shared yesterday at the beautiful Catholic Mass held in honor of the victims.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
Thank God for the violent shooting. One of your soldier heroes in Tucson. God appointed the Afghanistan veteran to avenge himself on this evil nation. However many are dead, Westboro Baptist Church will picket their funeral.
The Mass will hopefully help begin a healing process for the families touched by this tragedy.
We will remind the living that you can still repent and obey. This is ultimatum time with God. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3.
And for our country, our exceptional country. So vibrant with ideas and passionate exchange and debate of ideas, it's a light to the rest of the world.
This nation unleashed criminal, violent veterans on Westboro Baptist Church for telling you to obey God. We told you at your soldier's funeral that they are dying for your sin.
Congresswoman Giffords and her constituents were exercising their right to exchange ideas that day to celebrate our republic's core values and peacefully assemble to petition our government. It's inexcusable, incomprehensible of peaceful citizens that day.
You've got to realize there's consequences.
There's a bittersweet irony that the strength of the American spirit shines brightest in times of tragedy. We saw that in Arizona. I've spent the last few days reflecting on what happened, praying for guidance. After the shocking tragedy, I listened at first puzzled, then with concern, and now with sadness, to the irresponsible statements from people attempting to apportion blame for this terrible event. President Reagan said,
covering 47 different lines of activity. This to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care. Would unhesitatingly vote against it. We have an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States. And, of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected it. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Moran introduced the
It is in the hour when our values are challenged that must remain resolved to protect those values. Recall how the events of 9/11 challenged our values, and we had to fight their tendency to trade our freedoms for perceived security. And so it is today. Let us honor those precious lives that shelter Tucson by praying for them, their families, and by cherishing their memories. Let us pray for the full recovery of the wounded. Let us pray for our country. In times like these, we need God's guidance and these people's lives. We need strength to not let the random acts of the criminal turn us against ourselves, or weaken our solid foundation, or provide a pretext to stifle debate. America must be stronger than the evil we saw displayed last week. We are better than the mindless finger-pointing we endured in the wake of the tragedy. We will come out of this stronger and more united in our desire to peacefully engage in the great debates of our time, to respectfully embrace our differences in a positive manner, and to unite in the knowledge that, though our ideas may be different, we must all strive for a better future for our country. Yes, may God bless America.
Sounds of freedom.
400 individuals it considers the most likely political assassins, but Hinckley's name was not on that list or among 25,000 other names of less probable presidential assailants. So just who is John Hinckley Jr.? We have reports beginning with Charles Hinckley.
I'm Dick King, and I'm Alan Perillo. And as you know by now, President Gerald R. Ford came stunningly close to being the victim of an assassin today, and
John Hinckley and his family lived in a house that would sell today for around $300,000.
Sacramento, at the same time, came just that close to joining a black history of assassination sites.
After Saturday's mass shooting that left six dead, including a federal judge and a nine-year-old girl, and left a U.S. congresswoman severely injured, gun sales in Arizona are up.
And another dark period in California recent history was recalled by today's events as the suspected assassin.
Hinckley is barely remembered at Highland Park High School, where he graduated in 1973.
He was found to be a member of the Charles Manson mass murder family.
His picture is in the yearbook, a neatly dressed young man, but teachers had trouble recalling anything about him.
Just 2 days after the shooting rampage, firearms sales in Arizona rose 60% compared to the same day a year ago.
We will begin a series of reports with film and our correspondents who've been covering the events of this day in just a few moments. So you'll join us right after this for our complete reports.
And national sales of guns rose 5%. Nicole and Luis Cordova are now among thousands of Arizonans who are shopping for a gun. They've got their eyes on a Glock 19 semi-automatic pistol, like the one used by the alleged gunman.
You don't feel safe anymore. Yeah, and in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots,
so you just never know.
It's not
lying
just with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime.
If I have a gun on me,
a soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
The city's numerous gun stores.
Former Beatle, who was 40, was hit by several bullets as he and his wife, Yoko Ono, were returning from a recording studio. It was shortly before 11 o'clock last night, and they just left their car to enter the luxury Dakota apartment block on New York's west side.
I need a fix, cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun.
Police said Lennon was shot by David Chapman, aged 25, after an argument over an autograph. Mrs. Lennon called for help. Residents from the building went to her aid. Mrs. Lennon went with her husband to hospital, but he was dead on arrival. She said later, in a statement issued through friends, that John loved and prayed for the human race. Please do the same for him.
Tragedy, America. A congresswoman in Arizona gunned down with a federal judge and a child and three other citizens on the streets. The nation mourns and gnashes its teeth. I'm sorry, America. You just noticed that you live in an insanely violent country? You've locked up millions of your own in human prison warehouses and left millions more dying in the gutters of hunger and disease? Wake up, America. What do Sarah Palin, Gabriel Gifford, and Barack Obama have in common? They are participants in a system that has guaranteed a state of constant war and insane militarism since I was born over half a century ago. To protect us from what? From hordes of invading Guatemalans? From immigrants making your clothes, cleaning your offices, cooking your meals, distracting us with USA, USA, while they sell us off to an ownership class that is stripping the final shreds of meat for the bones of a dead economy? while spending trillions of dollars chasing 10,000 guys named Muhammad through the mountains of Afghanistan, while schools close, jobs leave, dreams crumble. Wake up, America. No matter which way the crumbs fall, your leaders are homicidal maniacs. This Jared freak is a punk. As a matter of fact, the world stood still last week as soldiers gathered around the TV for the latest from Arizona. Only six died by American guns. Wake up, America. You're the greatest purveyor of violence on earth. Who said that 40 years ago? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
You've been listening to The Assassination Game on the Inner Side Radio program from KPFT Pacifica Radio. Music from Ethan Kennedy, Negative Land, The Beatles, Dion, Lester Flatts, Earl Scruggs, Leonard Skinner, and U2. Thank you for listening. All Inner Side Radio programs are archived on the internets. Simply Google The Inner Side. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.